live from Liverpool, we need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Hello, hello, and it's a Saturday. Yes, what a strange day. Well, it's not a strange day, it's just not the usual Sunday. But that's okay, it's a weekend, so that scores. Hurrah! It's like 90-something degrees here in Liverpool, and I have all the windows open. I'm sat just in a pair of shorts, woo-woo, and it's bacon hot. I do hope you're all well. Are you all well? Please shout in unison now. Oh, that was a good noise. Yeah, it's absolutely too hot to even think, so I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna sit here. And, yeah, no thoughts, just heat. No, I'm joking, of course. We've got so much to get through on this podcast, a plethora of stories. If this podcast were a sandwich, it would be a Mighty Club sandwich or something. I don't know sandwiches well enough to make a judgment on that. But just imagine like a Scooby-Doo sandwich, and it would be that. And I'm a ghost dressed, I'm secretly a barber, but I'm dressed as a ghost. And you will uncover me. Stop talking bollocks, Kevin. Anyway, here we go. So, loads to get through. Thank you so much for all the stories that you've sent in to talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. They have been brilliant, and I will read them all out. Yes, I will, because that's the point of the show, Kevin. Yes, it is. You can also get us on Twitter. Oh, so send your stories into that email address, talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. You can also get us on the Twitter, @talkaboutghosts. You can get us on Instagram, all the usual places. Go and join the Facebook group. That's growing daily, which is a lovely thing. Lots of nice community. There's a nice community in there sharing loads of little pictures and stories. It's very good. Very lovely, very spooky. So what's going on in our lives? Well, we've had loads going on this week. I'd done the flower show last week. That was fun. You can read into my... Let me see if I can say that more sarcastically. That was fun. No, anyway. And then we had a funeral to go to for Becca's granddad, which was very, very sad, but very lovely as well, because he lived to the ripe old age of 98. And he was a great man. Yes, enough on that. So I do hope that everything's going swimmingly for you. I also recorded that amazing thing that I can't yet divulge the information about on Monday. Let me just say, I spoke to one of the biggest podcasters in the world, and that should hopefully be coming out soon. And it was a great chat, and they're a lovely bloke. More details on that later. Anyway, we need to just get right into this because we've got a lot to go over. And don't forget, this time, this very time, I'm going to try and do that thing I mentioned last week where we make the end story the really, really, really scary one of everyone that's submitted. So will your story be chosen? Let's see. Oh, what a joy for you if it is. So yeah, without further ado, let's crack right in with the stories. Now, our first story today has come in from Nathan Roche. Yes, I think it's Roche. It might be Russia or Russia. And he sent in two stories, which we're going to read out. Interestingly, he's also sent me an email today asking specifically if I can read them out in his hometown accent. Yes, clearly a sucker for punishment, because, or a glutton for punishment even, because he's from Birmingham. I don't know how you do the accent. Oh, no. Hello.
Hey, are you doing your podcast?
Yes, yes, sir. It's Becca, everyone. Hi.
Hello.
I'm recording now.
Oh, you're recording right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, this works well. I've got a story for you.
Go on. Have you really?
Yeah, yeah, genuinely.
Go on then.
Okay, so you'll like this. It's like a paranormal story.
Well, I should hope so.
Well, yeah, I know, yeah. So I went to the shop now. So the other day, I had to go to the opticians for just like a normal eye check, right? And the woman who was doing it, she's this like, a bit like Mother Earthy, you know what I mean? Like long flowy skirts.
Hippie
like
doing sort of thing.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And as she's doing it, she's looking at me like a bit weird throughout, right? And I'm thinking like, why does she keep looking at me like that? And I can see her like checking out my date of birth and stuff. And I'm thinking like, what's she doing here? Mm. Anyway, she says to me at the end, she said like, listen, she said, people take this in different ways. So, you know, I hope you don't mind me saying. She said, but you're going to start having premonitions in a couple of months. And I was like, right.
Where was this?
Just in the opticians in town. And she said... She said, it's going to start in a couple of months. She said, they'll be true. Like, you can rely on them. It will happen. She said, but it will only be the case for a year and you'll lose it after a year. And I was like, right. Anyway, it turns out I've got 20/20 vision.
Was that... You're sacked on several... I you know what? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. That's my story.
You're a bell end. I'll give you that much.
A bit harsh.
It's not harsh. I'm recording a serious investigation into the paranormal here and you're bouncing in with your cracker jokes.
I might have thought of it myself.
Did you? Did you make that? I mean, to be fair, like, did you make that joke
yeah,
up yourself?
Yeah, yeah, I thought of it myself. Like, last week, I've been waiting all week.
You really have?
Yeah, yeah, I've been desperate.
We need to get you some mates. Honest to God, I've been waiting all week to tell you this joke. Did you make that up, really?
Yeah, yeah, I thought it to myself when I was driving. I thought, oh, that'll be good. I'll tell you that story.
You know what? I should have got suspicious when I went, where was this? And you went, the opticians in town. Like, oh, that's specific. There's 12 of them. Right. Well, thank you for completely ruining the start of the show with a bloody joke. I should have known, as soon as you said, I've got a paranormal tale, a right cause should have,
yeah? I know, yeah, I don't really know why you weren't just onto it instantly.
Well, remind me to do something equal for you one time, you know, come in while you're working and just fart or something. Do something.
Hey, that's not the equivalent.
Well, I might have thought the fart up in the car, you never know. I'll wait all week for
that's
it.
That's gross, stop it.
Well, okay, yeah, sorry, yeah, it is quite gross. Well, thank you for that. Oh, you know what, in fact, while you're here, actually, it is how you can repay me for the god-awful joke.
I think you should be paying me, frankly, for that entertainment.
Right, okay, I will pay you. This is your payment. Right. I have got a ghost story here. And you know how you love a good ghost story.
Love a good ghost story, mate.
Well, this gentleman has emailed in. His name's Nathan. Nice. Nathan Roche. Or Russia. And he's actually said, he sent me an email. He sent it in last week, but he's then sent me an email in today. Mm-hmm. And he's asked if I can do the accent. And he's from Birmingham. He wants me to read it in an accent.
Right.
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
You do it. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yours is actually better than mine.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Are you?
Right, okay then. Sodja, you, I tell you what, you can read it. We've never had this before on the podcast.
Read what? Read a story?
Yeah.
All right, okay, I'll give it a go, yes then.
Will
you? I think I'd do it better
than
you.
Are you drunk?
No, I think I'd do it better than you. I think you think you could do the accent really well, and I don't think you could.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I mean, mine won't be really good, but I think it'd be better than yours.
Well, I think two Scousers trying to do a Brummie accent is going to be a nightmare anyway, to
be
fair.
For
those Americans listening, Birmingham is in the West Midlands of England, and they sound like this.
But yeah, anything, you couldn't point at it on a map.
I could.
That's convincing.
I could on a Google map, because I just put in Birmingham points. Right, go on, there you go. That's the story. Start where it says story one.
Story
in fact,
one.
No, we'll do a little bit of an intro. You can do, let me see. Right, okay, you can read that top paragraph out as well in a Birmingham accent. So this is Nathan's official voice, everyone. Sorry, Nathan.
Sorry about this, Nathan. Hi, Kev. I recently started listening to your podcast. What?
Go on, no, carry on. That's
well,
good,
why did you? I can't do it when you...
All right, well, I'm
guffawing in the background.
I'm guffawing, go on.
Okay.
This is a scary story, this.
Okay. And I'm hooked and I've caught up within a few days. I have two stories if you wouldn't mind reading them. Cheers, Nathan.
I bet he doesn't sound that dense. Cheers, Nathan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just put my foot on a nail. Cheers, Nathan.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't specify the level of intelligence I should be, the accent okay. should be when you started. I only know one.
Oh, right. Yokel Brummie.
Yeah. One Birmingham accent. I've not like got a repertoire of Birmingham accents
well,
I can pull out.
Like, okay, right.
Name the street. Like, now, Dr. Doolittle over here.
Right. No pressure, but I want you to give this story the prestige and respect it deserves.
Story one.
There you go. Well, that nails it. Go on, carry on.
This is a personal story for me of something I experienced and can't seem to explain exactly what happened. It happened at my old workplace, which is a fish warehouse. There were three of us working there as day operatives, in which our job was cleaning and stock rotation. How am I doing?
Well, and what was the job? The day job, stock rotation?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got that. Crack on.
On a Saturday, there would only be two of us working upstairs as our other friend only worked Monday to Friday. We started cleaning the warehouse and over Saturday our job was to deep clean the food preparation room in which we had to turn off all electronics in the room, weighing scales, radios, etc. When almost all jobs were done, it was my friend's turn to leave. He was part-time, so worked until 2, whereas on Saturday I had to stay until all work was finished and all delivery drivers were... Bloody hell, Nathan, you're like Kev telling stories here.
I'm all for this. I'm getting into this.
Someone else only works Monday to write. I don't need these, honest to God.
But that's called building the background, right? So we're all aware of his job. Okay. Crack on.
As I sat down to start the paperwork, a realisation hit me that I was singing along to the music on the radio as it would be on all the time in the prep room, except on Saturday.
That's a good...
For God's sake.
That's an important point. No radio on Saturdays, okay. Crack on.
Except on Saturdays, where we would put all electronics away, thinking that my friend might have put the radio back in the room, I got out of my chair in the office and walked into the prep room to see what was going on. As I got into the room, there was complete silence, whereas a minute ago I could hear the radio clear as day. I walked back out of the room and everything was still silent, something I could never explain.
Oh, so what do you make of that then, in a non-Brummie accent?
So I think, not to doubt you, Nathan, but I think given the large amount of specifics that we had earlier with your friend's working hours and the shift patterns and the fact he had three kids and whatnot. I'm surprised that you didn't mention what song you could hear on the radio.
And that's what you're picking at, isn't that?
Yes.
That's pathetic.
Sorry about that.
Well, you should be. Right, now you sent a second story in, and I'm going to read this. Okay. Right. And then you can send, so you can listen intently like I did with you.
Yeah.
And tell me what you think of this story, okay? And I'll do it in the accent. Yeah, of course I'm going to do it in the accent. That's what he's requested.
So we can see who's got the better accent.
Well, yeah.
I'm a bit worried now because mine was terrible. I think it might be you.
Well, no, I think they're both going to be offensive, yeah. To be fair. Okay, so story two. Oh, sorry. Story two. This isn't one of my own, but was told to me a few years ago by my dad when he was my age, 22. He worked as a night porter in a restaurant, having to clean and lock up when all jobs were finished.
I don't know why I was worried. I'm fine here.
Yeah. A month into this job, he started experiencing strange occurrences, such as he turned off the lights to leave the lights, would turn themselves back on. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me read that properly. Such as he turned off the lights to leave and the lights would turn back on, which became a normal thing that would continue to happen for a few weeks, but then one time was different, as when he began to lock up and switched the lights off, there was a massive crashing noise coming from the main dining hall. He switched on the lights to find all the tables and chairs had been knocked over with cutlery all over the floor. After this shift, my dad had come into work the next day with questions about what happened. He asked management and they... I'm sending some Mick Jagger. He asked management and they explained that most of the night porters that they had employed had the same thing. A former night porter had the job to lock up. She was a middle-aged female woman who'd come to clean after there'd been a party there that night. She came into the main hall where she found a group of men still drinking. She told the men that she had to clean up and that the men should leave as it was closing time. The men got extremely aggressive towards the woman and ended up raping and killing her.
Crikey!
I can't do that in a Brummie accent.
And ended up raping and killing her.
No, I don't mean as in a car. I don't mean... it's not acceptable to do. It's bloody... You can't...
Yeah, so anyway, don't worry about that.
So, the management... Bloody hell, Nathan. The management went on to say that her spirit goes on to haunt the restaurant and takes an exceptional disliking to men and will tend to get extremely aggressive.
Fair enough response.
Yep. Sorry if this is a bit long-winded, but I hope you like the story. Love the podcast, Kev. Keep it up. His email today says, "Hi, Kevin. Again, just a quick one. As I come from the Black Country, which is what they call the West Midlands, home of the mighty British Strong Style, who is a trio of wrestlers in the UK who are bloody amazing, I was just wondering if you could tell my story in a Brummie / Black Country accent, because I think it would be good to hear a Scouser attempt a Brummie accent." So there you go. With the exception of that rape and murder part, that was all pretty good.
Yeah, sorry about that accent, Nathan. I don't think that went as well as you were hoping it would.
No, it didn't. And I do hope listeners are able to extrapolate the actual scariness of the story, aside from us two Wallies.
But the horror of the second story, I'd say, certainly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was all well and good and like japes and... And banter, I hate the word banter.
Lights going
just
on.
Just japes and stuff and scary and scary, scary. And then throws in a random rape and murder.
Gracious.
No one needs that this time on a Saturday morn.
No, sir.
Anyway, Becca, you know, this isn't a co-hosted podcast. So fuck off.
I beg your pardon.
I'm joking. I'm sure you have many things to do. What are you doing right now?
I'm making salt and pepper sausage rolls.
Salt and pepper sausage rolls.
I'm trying my speciality.
And why are you doing them?
Do you mean why we're doing?
As in, we're going somewhere, aren't we?
Yes, we're going to your sister's barbecue, and people like them, and they haven't tried them yet, but they do usually get quite a good response.
They do, so much so that we've started to refer to them as crack rolls, haven't we? Because they're addictive.
Yes.
Which completely just like is a snide comment to anyone who's actually suffering with addiction to drugs, but yeah, they are as addictive as crack.
You're on fire today, we're just offending people left, right and centre.
I know, and I blame you. I was going fine. I wasn't even going to really attempt that accent. I think it's offensive, and I think you should apologise.
You should apologise for yours before I apologise for mine.
No, mine was shocking.
Yours is far worse than mine.
Right, okay.
Right, I'm going to leave you to it then, considering you've just been very rude. Frankly.
Sorry about that.
You should be.
I'll apologise properly later. Yeah, that sounds rude. I'll apologise properly later.
No, you're all right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, thank you for your contributions there. I'm sure Nathan really appreciated you bludgeoning his accent.
I'm sure he does, yeah. And best of luck, try it. Next time you want me to come on the podcast after that, dismissal. We'll see how that goes. That'll be an interesting conversation, won't it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Bye. Okay,
no, please come back. No, sometime soon. Not in the next few episodes. I think we've had enough. But
no, I have.
Maybe except October. We'll come back in October.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Becca. Becca there, helping us out with story email even, number one. That was scary, wasn't it? Both in attempt of impressions and in content. Thank you, Nathan. But don't forget, if you've got a story like Nathan's, it doesn't have to be read out in the accent. And as you can tell by that, it's probably best if it's not. You can email it over to talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com and I will butcher it to death. How does that sound? That sound appealing? Good. Okay, well, that went on longer than expected due to Miss Rebecca's intervention. So I think it's time for a midpoint. Hurrah!
Yeah, is this the party? I like Jeff's Sparkle Parties.
I didn't make this up. This is a genuine song on YouTube. German Sparkle Party. Yeah. Yes, we like to party, party. Yes, he wore his party pants. Now, I don't think you can get any better than that. Vo Esten Partin, I know, Vo Esten Midpoint. Ow! Well, that is just getting worse and worse, isn't it? But I do love it. I've got a fascination with German party song. Yeah, I do, yeah. Anyway, it's the midpoint. Hurrah! I do hope that you've enjoyed it thus far. I know I have. Yeah, don't forget to send your stories in. talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. Get us on the Twitter @talkaboutghosts. And indeed, we need to let out the dog. Woof, woof. We need to speak to some patrons now. Yes, we've had some patrons sign up and we're going to sing their names out as we like to do in the midpoint. If you want to become a patron and get your name sung out by moi, then go over to patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts. And there you can sign up and join all the other guys that are already over there enjoying bonus shows, free content and all that other jazz. So yeah, I've just finished recording Patreon episode number 2, Skinwalkers, and here's a little look at what you'll be missing out if you don't go over to sign up.
Patreon podcast. Bull.
Get out my way. Lift your feet while I hoover, because they're a cockney.
Bull.
Hello everybody, it's me again, David Bowie, with my modern ghosts.
Bull.
Okay, let's crack on with our skinwalker people investigation type thing.
Bull.
We were overcome with a strange feeling of wanting to help. I never normally feel like I want to help. What a strange feeling. What's it? This is altruism, you say? Interesting.
Bull.
I'm a wolf. And everyone go, yes, you do believe you're a wolf.
Bull.
We have witches in the UK, but I don't think they're going, I'll just turn into coyote. They're more like, let's make a pie. So there you go. That's a sort of nonsense you can expect if you go over to patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts. And join, yes, join people such as the wonderful, the delightful, Josh Carter. Oh, this is out of tune. Let's see. Let's sing his name. Hooray. Oh yes, Josh Carter has signed up to the Ouija board. The second member of the very exclusive Ouija board. That means he'll get his name read out. And he'll also be classed as a producer of the Patreon type. A Patreon producer, Josh Carter. There you go, Josh, that's for you. One of our new Patreon producers. Yes, Josh Carter, member of the Ouija board. You can go over to patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts and I will butcher your name via the medium of song. Huzzah! There we go. So, now it's time for the scary point of the show. And even though it may be in the 90s degrees wise outside and it's a bloody, bloody hot day, Jesus, tonight it's hot, we are still going to get scared. So pause this and listen to it at night, because I have 4 stories, only little, but I think that adds to the authenticity, sent in by the beautifully named Curtis Suttles. And they're anything but subtle, I tell you. Now listen to these are scary. So it's Open and Gambit. It says, hey, Kev, love the podcast. I've got a few stories from my family for you if you'd like to use them. Yes, I would. Bear with me because I suck at writing and I'm mostly going to paste a few stories from told from my grandma slash grandpa and uncle. They're pretty short, but feel free to clean them up if you wish. No. Mostly relayed by my aunt, since my grandma sucks at typing and computers. This is all very authentic. I really like this. So, prepare to be scared. Here we go. Story one. And they're only short, but just listen. It's the listening aspect which makes it all the more scary, I believe. Number one. So, number one. He says, I've said that 9 times. He saw a lady in white in the pine trees out behind our house. He went out there to look for her with a flashlight, but couldn't find her. The next day, we were all leaving to go somewhere into town, and we're getting in the car, and Missy, my mum, looked back up toward the house and said, look at that curtain moving. She's up there in the attic. Short but sweet. Story number two. When mum and dad, in brackets, my grandma and grandpa, because remember this is his aunt writing this, first got married, they were staying with grandma and grandpa, as in his great-grandma and grandpa, in Kentucky. And they had a dog tied up out back, and they heard him yelping and barking. Then they saw a light out there. Mum got up to look out the window, and there were three figures, one dressed in white, two in black, and their eyeballs were made of fire. Now, he leaves that short and sweet, Jesus wept, that's terrifying. Oh my God, Curtis, you need to fill us in more. You can't just get your auntie on the bloody phone and say, hello, you know the word you just say, and they're in fire. Moving on. No, we need more detail, I'm afraid. But how scary are these? I can picture that very well. It's probably my brilliant narration, I jest. Number three. One night, mum and dad, again in brackets, grandma and grandpa, had a guest stay over. And the next morning at breakfast, he asked what sort of cat they had and where it was. We said, mum and dad don't have a cat. He said, you must, because it clawed me good last night up there in the attic. And he pulled his shirt up and sure enough, he was scratched all over. The same house. One day, there was a little boy riding a bicycle, came to the house to sell cookies, and mum went in the back to get cash from her kitchen bacon grease can. And she heard the little boy scream and run out of the front door. She ran after him, and he said the same thing, that a cat must have attacked him because he had scratches and blood all over his legs. But again, they never had a cat. Grandpa hated cats. This is an old house on Route 50 in Albany, Ohio. Ohio! That's bloody horrible. And we continue with his fourth and final terrifying story. There was one when my uncle Donald was driving for waste management, and he said he had to empty a big trash container, and right up by Hardee's, which is a fast food place, and we don't have it in the UK. Before he got to the highway, there was a woman standing out on the side of the road, had an old dress on, and she was holding flowers. When he drove by, he looked in the rear view, and she turned her whole head around on her body, but never turned her body around, and watched him until he got out of sight. Donald was so scared, he didn't want to get out to dump the trash container. Sorry they're all a bit fragmented, but I certainly got the chills listening to these. I bet you did. Use them if you want, I just have. Just wanted to share with you. Hope everything's well with you and Becca. Everything's fine with me and Becca, except for us butchering regional accents. Curtis, those stories are absolutely phenomenal. And can you send us in more detail? If they're all from your auntie, say to her, oi, we need more than that. Come on, don't just say they had eyes made of fire. Anyway, on with the dishes. No, 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 we need more than that. If you've got stories as good as this, as scary as this, send them in to talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. You know the address by now. Send them on over. Okay, we've had a few more emails in. We have one in. Get onto this. This email comes in from Adi Barretta. Now, it's actually Barbara's sister. You remember Barbara? Good old Barbara Steving? Yes. Well, she says, you'll remember Barbara from the spooky apartment stories which featured the Easter Bunny. Yes, we do. That was terrifying. I also want to share some stories with you about her creepy apartment. Yes, I believe she and I are spook magnets. Lol, she says. That's not lol. That's rubbish. That's terrifying for life. You need to run away. Get a priest. Get a young priest. Get an old priest. Okay, she says, I have had a lot, capitals, of spooky things happen to me every time I visited there. The very first time I stepped into her apartment, something felt off. I rationalised it. It was a very old building. She and I were going to explore some shops along the boulevard, so we locked up the windows facing the street. This was the living room, she says, and went about our business. Upon returning, we found the windows were all open. Could have been the wind, we said. Another time I was staying overnight. I was sitting on the sofa in the living room that evening when out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw something. Barb wasn't in the room, so I thought it was her returning to the living room with snacks. I turned my head and to my surprise saw the shadowy form of a woman. She appeared to be of a Victorian era and she was wearing a huge hat. I know you're probably wondering how I deduced this, so I will tell you that I studied fashion history in college. So there, Kevin. She doesn't say though, so there, Kevin. The ghost became known as the Matriarch. That is an amazingly terrifying name for any ghost. You will hear more about her in the future, she says. Now, I hope that's not a threat, but I have asked her to come back to me with more stories on this Matriarch woman, because that sounds terrifying. She goes on to say there were other spooks as well, like the little boy who looked through the dining room window. To be honest, I never actually saw him, but his presence was definitely felt, like someone was peering straight at you. I practically ran through that room at night. I hated her dining room because it seemed to have the most activity. I'm not certain how many spirits still reside in that building, but there were several that I know of. Two of my stories are truly terrifying, I kid you not. I just wanted to give you a taste of my experiences in this letter. I hope this creeped you out. Dabada Beretta. What a name. Dabada Beretta. Dabada Beretta. Anyway, these two stories that you allude to, Deborah, if you'd be so kind as to send them on, and I will gladly put them at the end of the show where all spooky stories go. I'll go to they, though. Thank you, Deborah. We've also had some great stories sent in, an email sent in by Bex, Andrew, one of our patrons, and someone called Anonyma. And we'll get to them next week. So thank you for sending them in. But we thought we'd end. Why do we keep saying we? It's just me and the resident spirits. We thought we'd end with a nice little terrifying story, which has come in from Evelyn. Now, Evelyn is from Ireland, and she absolutely hates my accent. And we'll go on to that in a minute, but her story's bloody amazing. So this is Evelyn's email. It might be Eileen as well. Sorry, as in, her name's an Irish name. E-I-B-H-L-A-L-I-N. Now, we've actually got someone in the family with the same name. We pronounce them Evelyn. But some people do call her Eileen, so it could be either. But we'll go with Evelyn. And Evelyn says, Dear Kevin, first, can I say that your podcast is the, capital letters, best effing, I won't swear there, podcast ever, capitals. You absolutely rock. So she's gone up in my estimation already. Second, I'm not entirely sure my story is paranormal, but want to see what you think. Let's see. As a child, I suffered terrible reoccurring nightmares. One in particular, I had the most. In my dream, I would wake up and need the loo. I would lie in bed being terrified as I knew what was about to happen. I get up and walk to the bathroom door. As I open the door and look out of the frosted window, I can see a black figure standing outside the window looking in. I've just pictured that. That's terrifying. I'm so scared at this point, I decide to forget about going to the toilet and instead walk down the hall towards the sitting room, living room or whatever. Again, I'm really scared as I know what's about to happen. I get to the door and open it slowly. As I look in, the light is on, so I can see the room perfectly. On the sofa, there's a person sitting looking at me. But it's a shadow man. His body is so black and swirly, it almost looks like a void. Then I wake up. That is one of the most terrifying descriptions of a shadow man Kevin has ever heard. This is Kevin saying this now. That is horrible. Bruh. Shivering in 90 degrees. Nice one, Evelyn. But here's the thing. I always thought that was a dream until about 7 years ago when I discovered paranormal podcasts and started hearing stories about shadow people. I couldn't believe other people were seeing the same thing from my dream in real life. So I wonder, was it just a dream or a memory that turned into a nightmare? Who knows? I know, Evelyn. It's the devil. I don't know that for sure. Thanks for all that you do and feel free to sing a song about my name. I can do that for patrons. I'll do a rap for yours. Evelyn. That's as far as it got because I couldn't get anything to rhyme. Double points if you get the pronunciation right. Well, I say it's Evelyn or Eileen. She says, P.S. Your Irish accent is shite. Please improve. And then there's a few laughy emoticons. And how dare you? I mean, you said some nice things about the podcast, so that puts you right up there. And then you say that I've got a terrible Irish accent. Oh my God, I'm so offended. I shouldn't have. All my family are bloody Irish, and which is not that rare in Liverpool, I grant you. But yeah, sorry. I do. I'm not good with accents. What can I say? So that kind of wraps us up for this week. Thank you to everyone who sent your stories in. If you have a story, be it a nice little regaling or something bloody bone-shakingly terrifying, then send it over to talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. It will get read out. I love receiving it. It makes my day when I get a little ping. I don't have the sound on, so that's a lie. When I get a little and I feel my phone vibrate and I look and it says, I've got a ghost story for you, Kev. It bloody makes my day. So go on, make my day, punk. Make my day. Email us to talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com and we'll get it read out. Don't forget, if you want your name sung, as opposed to rapped, then get over to patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts. This has been wonderful. I've had a lovely time doing this, as always. I think we can all agree the bride looks wonderful. And yes, so I'll see you next week for more shenanigans and more terrible accents. Okay then, till next time, taddy bye.